This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.
안녕하세요, 여러분. Welcome to K-Talk, brought to you by the Dunedin Korean Language and Culture Society.
Join us every second Tuesday evening at 8:30 p.m. on ORFM for an exploration of Korea, from its music and culture to language and politics.
Find all our episodes on oar.org.nz. 이번 에피소드를 즐겨주시길 바랍니다.
안녕하세요.
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 예, 안녕하세요. 오늘 진행을 맡고 있는 저의 이름은 이기호입니다. I am the host of K-Talk, 기호 Lee, and I'm having two beautiful ladies from the Dunedin Korean Language Club. So, let's have short introduction. And would you start?
안녕하세요. 히니모아나입니다. I'm 히니모아나.
Mm-hmm. And then?
안녕하세요. 김입니다.
Yeah. So we had the show before.
Yeah.
So and this is now your second recording.
Yeah.
How do you feel today? In a studio, in this?
I feel good.
Feel good?
Yeah.
And more specifically? Less nervous now? Sorry?
I just feel relaxed.
They're more relaxed, yes.
Since I've been here before,
yeah.
I'm just nervous.
Yeah. Yeah, getting more used to. And Kimberly, how do you feel today?
Excited,
yeah. So, you two joined Korean Language Club this semester. So, how have you been finding the programs?
They've been fun.
Was fun?
Yeah.
We had quite a few workshops, and which one was your best?
I don't know which one's my best because I liked most of them. Yeah.
Uh-huh. And Kimberly, which one was your best?
Well, there've been a big range of topics.
Yeah, yeah.
I liked doing the calligraphy.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Me too.
You that too. And you also had a drawing with ink.
Yeah.
Can you recall what you painted?
I painted a few things.
Uh-huh. And what was your most memorable? I remember the forehead touching two people. Can you recall that?
I'm pretty sure the two people, I think they were staring into the moon, I think.
Yeah. Was a beautiful image. I can still remember what you did. It was very creative and new experience with black ink. Yeah. We can create new image and impression. Yeah. And also the writing. Yeah. And which other workshop do you remember?
I remember making food.
Food cooking? Do you like cooking?
A little bit, yeah.
Uh-huh. What is your favorite food?
Sushi.
Sushi? Kimbap.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Sushi is Japanese and kimbap is Korean. Yeah. So was it fun making kimbap?
It was fun making it.
Did you roll?
Yeah.
And did you cut?
A bit.
Yeah. So we made 10 different workshops and was a fun experience for this semester. And at the middle of the semester, we had a speech contest and congratulations on Kimberly. You got you are the champion. So Zhang won. Zhang won is the number one in Korean competition. So let's talk about a little bit more about that the story you presented on that day. Could you tell what you talked on that day?
Okay. Just briefly, our question that we were asked to write a speech about was what we would like to do if we traveled to Korea.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. And I wrote about the Haenyeo.
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 Yeah.
Which are female divers.
Yes.
Very famous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And let's listen to your voice of okay. your presentation, and then we talk about the story.
Okay. 안녕하세요. 저는 김입니다. 한국에 간다면 제주도에 가세요. 하얀요들을 만나고 싶습니다. 하얀요는 바다에서 예언체 동물 하이초 기울이고 달린 바다 동물들을 차이치위 하얀요인 여성 잠수분입니다. 오늘날 초월걸용 하이뇨 니엔 파인칩스가 니엄 코스고 제오이 90%요 가 60세 이상입니다. 하이뇨 디올은 20미티오 집 이카지 요소 시겐 이번에서 3분 잠수할 수 있어요입니다. 저도 60대, 빈칩대 가도에 에어세어도 하이뇨 듀얼 체올륨 바다에 잠수하이 하이산무율 잡율 수 이시귤 발랍니다. 감사합니다.
네, 감사합니다. It was your first Korean writing and speech. Yeah.
Yes, it was.
yeah. So, let's talk about. So let's talk. Could you introduce your story in English?
Yes.
First.
I just have my translation here.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you want me to read it?
Yeah. Okay. You can introduce.
Hello. My name is Kim. If I travel to Korea, I would like to go to the Jeju province to meet with the Haenyeo. Haenyeo are female divers who harvest mollusks, seaweed, and other sea animals from the ocean. Today, the oldest Haenyeo are over 80 years old, and almost 90% are older than 60 years old. They used to dive in cotton suits for 1 hour, but after getting wetsuits, can stay in the water for 5 to 6 hours. They can dive up to 20 metres deep for 1 to 3 minutes and use a rapid whistling breathing technique called sumbisori. Is that right? Sumbisori.
Sumbisori.
I hope that when I am in my 60s and 80s, that I am still able to dive for seafood, just like the Haenyeo.
yeah. So, sumbisori, I couldn't
hear in this.
Yeah, can I?
Yeah, so I think I
sumbisori.
I think I changed my script when I translated it.
Yeah.
To just say the depth that they go, and the time they're underwater. But in my original script, I talked about sumbisori.
Oh.
yeah.
Breathing technique called Sumbi Sori.
Mm.
Oh, I didn't know that. I think that's a very special breathing technique Hanyu use for their deep dive and long stay long. Yeah. So, interesting story. What made you choose Hanyu as your topic?
I come from a family of seafood divers.
Uh-huh. Oh.
Yeah.
So then in New Zealand, kiwi henya.
Yeah. I don't have the ability to go to 20 meters for 1 to 3 minutes, but yeah. I would like to try.
Yeah.
She's also a marine biologist.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So, actually, Hine Moana and Kimberly is Hine Moana's mother.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so mother and daughter. Yeah.
They're very inspirational women.
Yeah. So enduring their spirit is. It's 5 or 6 hours.
In the water.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And go deep down to 20 meters deep.
Yeah.
And have a special breathing technique and stay 2 to 3 minutes per dive and catch seafoods. And still, it's physically, not only physically, but I think, but also mentally, would quite demanding.
Yeah.
Yeah, and need discipline and practice. And so you do also,
ocean diving. Snorkeling and diving.
Uh-huh, diving.
Yeah.
So in ocean?
In the ocean.
Ocean,
yeah.
How do you feel? So you don't feel cold?
I'm lucky that I'm part of an ocean swim group, and every Sunday we go for a quick swim in the sea in our togs. So when it comes time to snorkel for seafood, it's a bit more comfortable, not so shocking.
So how long have you been doing diving, enjoying?
At least 25 years from when I was a child.
Yeah.
And not last weekend, the weekend before, Hine Moana came in the water with me and collected a mussel and swam in
and
the
then
seaweed.
Cooked?
No, I didn't cook.
I cooked. Yeah. It was special to share that time.
Yeah.
We were also searching for pippies.
Mm-hmm.
And we found a fish in one.
Yeah.
Mm. How long did you stay in water on that day?
That's a good question.
Longer than 1 hour?
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty.
Hine Moana was in the first part, and I stayed in a bit longer and looked at some other parts of the reef.
Uh-huh.
I hopped in a bit after.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just stayed in until I was too cold.
Uh-huh.
To stay in any longer.
I just found bird eggs.
Yeah, that's right. There were some oyster catchers, birds.
So you watch it.
Yeah.
Live, yeah.
Up on the beach were some eggs, right?
Yeah.
That she saw.
They were like sand color with dark spots.
So you know where is Jeju Island in Korea?
South of the mainland?
Yeah. So like, I think like the Stewart Island.
Okay.
Yeah. But much bigger.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Jeju Island is quite big.
Is it easy to get to?
I traveled a few times.
Oh, really?
Yeah, one time, through plane and ferry.
Okay.
Yeah, either plane or ferry. I like ferry. yeah, either from Mokpo or Busan. Okay. It's really overnight. Yeah, really enjoying. I like Jeju-do. It's very similar to Dunedin. It's very windy and very clean and I think it's even, yeah, it's a tropical. It's pretty much the climate.
Oh, okay.
It's different from other parts of Korea. The Jeju Island is.
Did you say it's tropical or it's not tropical?
I think it's now Jeju Island. It's pretty much tropical.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
It's the warmest the place in Korea. We actually had another workshop of singing.
Mm.
Yeah. I liked the singing practice. And you like, Hinemwana, you like singing.
Yep.
Right? Yeah. And then let's sing together. So the song we chose is 등대지기, the lighthouse keeper. So we will sing together and then we'll talk about the songs. Let's go. 희네모나, you have a talent in singing.
Thank you.
Yeah, I think you have big potential. Oh, I'm amazed with this feeling, really good feeling. I can share. So, how did you feel when you sang this song?
I just felt relaxed.
Relaxed? How did you feel?
Like my teacher was making sure I was pronouncing things right or wrong, and I think I might have got a couple of things wrong. Maybe I should have let Hinemwana just sing by herself because she has great pronunciation.
Yeah, Hinemwana is who is your teacher?
She is my teacher.
Yeah.
And she wrote out the script for me from the Hangul because I can't read the Hangul like she can.
Oh, yeah. So how did you feel when you sing with your daughter together?
Love it.
You like the feeling?
Love the feeling.
Yeah.
And I found it a lot easier to sing than to read the speech.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. We do duets every now and then, don't we?
Yes. Can you remember what?
Yeah.
What? Oh.
Yeah.
Free? Is it free?
Oh, yeah.
The K-pop Demon Hunters? Uh-huh. Yeah. That has also very beautiful lyrics. Yeah.
Hinemwana got me to duet with her, and I did the rap.
Genu's
part. Uh-huh. And Hinemwana sings the other part.
Rumi's
part.
Yeah. I like the Yi-jae's story, the trials and failure, and then rising up and challenge again, and then make a big story. So, Hidemuana, Usu give to our audience about the message of the meaning of this song.
The song is about a lighthouse keeper.
Mm-hmm.
So that he lives on an island all by himself,
mm-hmm.
but still he tries to take care of other people by being in a lighthouse and trying to drive ships away from rocks.
Yes, that's quite a lonely place to be. Yeah. And who is a lighthouse keeper in your life? Have you seen any this type of person?
No, I haven't.
No? Haven't yet? And Kimberly, have you seen any this type of person? The lighthouse keeper?
Not the lighthouse keeper. The lighthouse.
Lighthouse.
Yeah, I think in modern day they are automatic. So that concept is reminds us of a time where, that people were relied on. But I think we went to the one in Taranaki. But I don't remember a person being there.
I've built a lighthouse on Minecraft before.
Yeah. I think for me, lighthouse, I went to a very small school in rural area, so primary school in Korea.
Okay.
And we had only one class in a year. So each year has just one class and only handful of the teachers. They looked after each class and...
I like your smile when you look, when your memory is like a happy time for you.
Yeah, each year we had different teachers. I can still remember the face of each year, the first year of the primary and the last year of the primary, and also the principal. Yeah, I think they felt really lonely in that small place, and mostly are not married. Still stay in my memory their names and their face and their voices.
I have worked on boats and been driving back and looking for the lighthouses and feeling that relief knowing that you're almost back to the port.
We have lots of people who are living this type of life. For life or just to help other people. We can't live alone, so always make a relationship with other people and sometimes help, sometimes get helps from other people. That's the nature of our life, I think. Okay, thank you very much, Kimberly and Hinemoana, being special guests today. And we made wonderful story. I like singing.
Yeah,
you too, keep practicing Korean singing. And then each year, let's make improvement. And I think we can make some special recording by collecting those songs. Yeah, golden and free. And 등대지기.
You'd like that? Yeah. Okay, that's good.
Yeah.
Thank you.
We can now finish the show. 감사합니다.
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 Welcome to K-Talk, brought to you by the Dunedin Korean Language and Culture Society.
Join us every second Tuesday evening at 8:30 p.m. on ORFM for an exploration of Korea, from its music and culture to language and politics.
Find all our episodes on oar.org.nz. 이번 에피소드를 즐겨주시길 바랍니다.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.